Just in time for Earth Day, the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute in Juneau has gone green. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration facility turned off its two oil-fired boilers last week. It's now warmed entirely with a heat pump system that uses recycled seawater from scientific experiments. From Juneau, KTOO's Casey Kelly takes us on a tour.
The boiler room of a 66,000-square-foot building is not supposed to sound like this.
There's two 5 million BTU boilers in this room, and it's completely quiet. That is not normal.
John Cooper is facilities manager for the Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute, TESMARI for short.
We are now using 0 gallons of fuel.
It all starts here, in the building's wet lab. About 400 gallons of seawater per minute are being pumped through the giant holding tanks used by scientists to study species ranging from salmon to starfish. The water circulates through the tanks, then drains into troughs in the floor.
All of that water gets pumped into the heat pump system for us to extract heat from.
The facility's basement holds a spaghetti-like maze of pipes. Two heat pumps cool the seawater, treat it, then heat it up to 120 degrees. In simple terms, a heat pump absorbs heat energy from a vaporizing fluid, in this case the seawater, and releases the heat when it condenses. Cooper likens it to a reverse refrigerator.
When the refrigerator's on, there's always warm air coming out of the back of the refrigerator. And in this case, we're taking that heat that would have come out of the back of the refrigerator, and we're using that heat to heat the building, and the cold that's inside the refrigerator, that is what we're getting rid of.
Jim Rehfeldt of Alaska Energy Engineering designed the system, which was installed by the building's maintenance staff. Rehfeldt says it was like a puzzle that came together perfectly.
They had the seawater, they had in-house staff, they had mechanical systems that could be optimized, and by going through that process and start showing people energy savings, you now have buy-in. People saying, hey, we should be doing this. Let's put resources to it. Let's make it happen.
In addition to the heat pumps, the facility's maintenance staff retrofitted the building to help control airflow. The modifications are expected to save about $130,000 a year in fuel costs. That's factoring in the extra $100 a day in electricity it takes to run the system. So what's it like to work in the building now? Institute Deputy Director Steve Ignell says it's great.
This is fairly transparent to the staff. It's not transparent to our budget, but it's transparent in terms of our indoor environment.
Other NOAA facilities are starting to take notice. Rehfeldt is currently consulting on a similar project for the agency's research center in Kodiak.
And Kodiak has higher energy prices, so it even looks better there than it does here.
The two-year project cost about $500,000. Building officials expect a five-year payback period, sooner if oil prices remain high. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.